Tens of thousands of visitors will flock to West Allis beginning Thursday to attend State Fair. Wisconsin held its first 162 years ago. WUWM visited the grounds Wednesday and asked Kathleen O'Leary about the history. She's spokeswoman. O'Leary says the first fair took place in Janesville and then moved around the state for 40 years.
It traveled all around Watertown, Fond du Lac, and then when it was set to be in Madison, they were all ready to go, but then, unfortunately, we didn't have a fair that year due to the Civil War. Then 121 years ago is when it first came here to the Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Allis.
Well, certainly this metropolitan area has grown quite dramatically in that 100-plus years. What did the fairgrounds look like then, and were they considered to be out in a rural area?
It was much more rural than it was today, but the acreage looks the same. I mean, it's always been the 200 acres. The buildings don't look the same, but the way that it was earmarked with the racetrack, that looks and feels from the footprint very similar. Where the barns are, that was always located in that area.
We're talking outside of the Cream Puff building, and you said there was a reason you wanted to meet at the spot.
1924 is when this was started. It was started by the Secretary of Agriculture at that time, and really wanting to be able to showcase agriculture in a different light. Not so much just about the animals. When you think of agriculture, you have a tendency to think of just animals, when it really is so much far expansive than that. So he was like, let's do something with being the dairy state. Let's create something. Let's really showcase being the dairy state with something that people can really love. Hence, having a window where they can watch how these are made. When you're queued and standing in line, you can see the cream room. You can see them getting the cream in there and then how it moves down the line.
Are there any other key moments in the history of the fair?
There's been an evolution of change throughout the course of the 121 years. In 1997, they built the youth dorm. The original youth dorm was located down now where our amusement ride and game area was. In 2001, we imploded the original grandstand and put up a state-of-the-art grandstand, and racing has taken on a number of ups and downs and has been a heartache for many and has been a difficult challenge for us from an event promoter standpoint. Certainly coming back, we've had the two races here, the two Indy races over the course of the last 2 years, so feeling a comeback. Certainly taking down the two exhibition halls and putting up the large expo center was a major, major change. Now it's 200,000 square feet, and all exhibitors can be relatively within that one building. It's climate controlled, it's state-of-the-art, it's 30-foot ceilings, so we can program it much better so that it's better for the vendors and for the fairgoers. So yet again, a big, huge change, but yet an improvement nonetheless. When it comes to the cattle barn, that is one of the oldest buildings on the fair park. It would have been much more fiscally prudent to take the whole building down, but we wanted to honor and respect its tradition, so we worked around a lot of the different things, and we were able to modernize it. What people have come to love, we try not to disrupt it too much, but we always like to weave in to the fabric of all of the traditions new and exciting things.